We're live, bro. Bitcoin farm out. Bitcoin farm out. Bitcoin farm out. Bitcoin farm out. Brooklyn in the house. Bitcoin. SF in the house. FOMO. Houston in the house. Bitcoin FOMO.
Bitcoin FOMO.
Tony here.
Lou here.
Sean here.
Wow, you guys blow that every fucking time.
I knew we were going to blow it in the opposite way, where instead of talking over each other, we both just waited.
I know.
It worked out. I like
it. If you guys want to catch the opposite way, episode number 9, in case anybody's wondering what Sean's referencing there.
Shout out. Cross-reference. Throwback. Dude, I like the Mickey Mouse additions to the song. It was really good.
Mickey Mouse? Bro, that's falsetto, dude. What are you talking about? That's my falsetto. That's my falsetto, huh? All right, dude. Sean, next time you're going to sing in, see how lovely that sounds.
Ugh, that's going to be terrible. You're going to get negative viewers. Take us down.
We literally can't get less viewers. Anyways, on that note.
we need about, some chills, man.
Huh?
About to Reddit.
Yeah, dude. That's definitely the play. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about pop culture, Bitcoin and crypto at large in pop culture. And I'm going to come out and just say it, that I embarrassingly know that the first time, the first occurrence of Bitcoin being featured in television was...
I'm sure it was in a very respected television show that was about computers.
No, it wasn't. No, this is a good... I'm actually going to come out on the record and say this show is redeemable in some ways. In other ways, it's not at all. But the fucking motherfucking The Good Wife, was literally two years before any other show mentioned it. They mentioned Bitcoin in January 15th, 2012.
Ooh,
what is this show even about? I've never even heard of it.
It's Juliana Margulies, who was like famous in ER back in the day, like the 90s. She was like in ER. She plays a lawyer who like was a stay-at-home mom for like the last 15 years, but her husband, who was the mayor of Chicago, cheated on her. So she's like back becoming a lawyer. There's love triangles. There's a lot of lawyer shit going on. I mean, it's, this guy's in it.
I love me a good law drama.
I mean, yeah, man, it has some good stuff. In this episode, Bitcoin for Dummies is the title. The guy from American Pie is in it. What's his name? The lead.
Pie Fucker.
Yeah. Pie Fucker's in it. Yeah. Credited Pie as Pie Fucker. You can go to IMDb and double check that, but I'm pretty sure.
It's Jason something, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. It's Jason Pie Fucker.
Jason Biggs.
It's Jason Biggs, dude. Jason Pie Fucker. Yeah.
Big boy.
Big guys.
Yeah. He only fucks a pie in the shape of a Bitcoin logo in this episode. But no. So I saw this not in 2012, unfortunately, because I probably would have bought it then. No, but like I saw it like a year ago or something, and I was blown away. I'm like, at the moment, I'm like, where the fuck? No, it was like 6 months ago. I'm like, when this episode recorded?
Yeah.
And yesterday, you know, we were talking about this, and I was like, I mentioned The Good Wife, but I had no idea that they were actually the first show in fucking 2 years at a time. And yeah, that being
2012.
Said, and that surprised me because there's a bunch, I mean, Silicon Valley is in here in 2014. The Simpsons are usually like pretty much in the zeitgeist, and they're 2013, December. But you know what is like surprising, that's a big deal now, is that the next episode?
This Thursday.
This Thursday, The Big Bang Theory, which is, from what I understand, the number one show in TV for a fucking long time running, is going to be, the title is The Bitcoin Entanglement. So.
Wonder if they're going to drop IOTA. Tangle.
Oh, ooh. Nice. That's where that pump's coming from.
Dude. And then Coinbase opens trading on IOTA the same night. What?
Oh, yeah. And then Sheldon fucking, I don't know, whatever.
Sheldon.
I've never watched that Sheldon. I never watched that show ever, but I know, obviously, it's like a bunch of nerds. And like, so it's surprising that they haven't even touched crypto at all, right? I mean, that surprises me. I know they're not like.
It surprises me that they haven't, but that show is like. I don't know, man. There are a lot of nerds that like it, and like I hate to be like too pretentious of like it, but a lot of it's pretty low brow. Like you just said a smart thing in like a douchey way. Like you just used a scientific term in an insult. Like it's not like I think a lot of people think it's smarter than it is. Like, I don't know. It's definitely popular. And like, I know like a lot of like my family members like love it. And like in engineering school, there are like people wearing the Bazinga t-shirt for a long time. I didn't even know. I thought it was like some like weird, like a Flash DC reference. And I was like, what is this weird like Bazinga thing? And then it wasn't for like a couple of years that I realized like what the fuck that was. But yeah, it's a big deal. Like, I think they're saying 12.6 million viewers.
Yeah. Which, like, you know, I think, I mean, probably Good Wife had a couple million or something. No, I mean, not as much as 12.6, but it's just, it's like, this is the time, like, no one even knew what the fuck that was. Like, probably people, when they're watching that episode, the Good Wife thought it was made up, like mm-hmm. didn't realize it was a real thing that entire episode. Where now it's like, I think it's fair to say that, like, most people watching that show would at least in passing heard Bitcoin and know it's a real thing.
I mean, so now, especially in line with this $10,000 news, you know,
right. It's Bitcoin. Really like, and you know, it's like, that's funny. Obviously they recorded this months ago and on an airing schedule that's been predetermined for a year probably. And it just happens to line up with like a huge milestone in Bitcoin.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you're going to have CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, like everybody already talking about Bitcoin. And then people are going to be exposed to like, characters that they love talking about it, probably buying it. I mean, I wonder if it'll be like, if they're going to like go into like people going crazy, like watching Coinbase and stuff. Like one of the characters like doesn't go to work anymore. And he's just like staying up, like drinking coffee, trying to trade his money back.
You know anything about that? Like what this episode is going to be about?
No. I mean, I know a brief amount of the characters. Like I've seen the show a handful of times, but I wouldn't be able to say like where it's actually going to go.
When is it airing?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Sick.
So I guess we should give a date. No,
November 30th.
November 30th. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if Coinbase is going to see an uptick. Cause like that's the place that you go as a noob. Like,
dude, we talked about this, that I really think that a lot of people are going to, Coinbase was trending in the App Store recently. I think lot of people either end up buying BCAR or they're going to get Coinbase, which is probably like, it's usually the, you know, I even do it like when people are like, I don't know how to get into Bitcoin. Like, dude, just download Coinbase and like, they'll figure it out for you. They're going to see it and then they're going to see Bitcoin. They're like, oh, I don't have $10,000. Oh, but this Litecoin thing's $100.
Yeah.
Or this Ethereum thing is $500. I could get one of those. Like, there's just that barrier of, like, I want one of it.
Yeah, or even, like, not understanding that you can buy less, because that's the first thing. Like, I don't think most people do understand that. Maybe they – and is Coinbase very, like, descriptive when you get in there? Like, you see that number and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to need $10,000 to buy this thing. Like, you don't really think automatically, like, oh, let me just put 100.
I don't know. I should actually download the Bitcoin.com wallet to see how it is, because honestly, you could probably get away with a lot. I think Coinbase is like, it's sort of like you log in. I already had an account, so I don't think I got the true onboarding experience from the phone. But like a lot of people that they don't have a computer. Like almost my entire family now, like nobody actually uses a computer. It's just really? Everything's on their iPhone.
I mean, I don't think anybody would be confused that they can only buy one. Like, if you go, I'm in it right now, and you go to buy, and the first option to pop up is like, how many USD you want to put in. So if you're like, oh, I have $50, then it's like, then yeah, then you know it shows what? How and much it, Bitcoin that is.
Whatever. Yeah, and it automatically calculates it. So I don't think
these prices, boy.
It's not about being anybody being confused. Or, oh, well, yeah. It's just that, God, dude, 10,300. That's so crazy. It's just, it's a mental gap for sure that it's like 10,000. Oh, well, I missed the boat on Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Litecoin. Oh, what's good? You know, like, for sure. I mean, I don't think Big Bang somebody gonna fucking bring us to like gonna make a fucking bull run just on Big Bang Theory ending. But
I mean, I think we'll definitely see an uptick, which is a good point to have, because that'll put us above. Because so I mean, right now it's Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, and like Bitcoin just crossed 10,000 again. But 14 or 15 hours ago, it had crossed it for the first time ever, and then it fell. So, you know, when it does that, it's like speculation of like, oh, is it just correcting? Or like, you know, it's even though that it's crossed that limit, like it's harder to get past it. So like if we get a little bump past 10,000, then like that could like keep us afloat above 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be nice. Should be nice.
Or above 100. Because I feel like, as Litecoin is concerned.
I feel like if Bitcoin stabilizes, then the altcoins, that's when they start to pump.
Well, yeah, they've already started pumping though, dude. This is a huge pump on the alts already too. So, but they'll pump more. They'll pump more for sure.
I want Firehose pump. I don't want no like ketchup bottle pump.
Dude,
I don't want to hit the 57. I don't want to roll the bottle. I don't want your grandma's trick. I want a fire hose.
Dude, speaking of pumps, Dan Bilzerian apparently got in right at the perfect time, this fucking guy. And he, quote, made a shitload because he bought a bunch of Bitcoin at 2,300. I mean, who did he blast that? Like, we're talking about Big Bane having like 12 million, but this guy probably has like 2 million. 23 million followers?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I think he had the most popular like Instagram for a while or something. Like he had some like record breaking number of followers.
Jesus
Christ. He's a poker guy, right?
Yeah, I think he is a poker guy.
Does our buddy know him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure.
You know, Bilzerian's like
trying to name drop.
Yeah, one of his main videos on YouTube with like the most views has him like with our poker buddy that we don't know his name.
Bilzerian, poker friend.
Interesting about Bilzerian is like he actually did share his portfolio holdings and weights with everyone too. 50% Bitcoin, 25% Ethereum, 15% Monero, and 10% Bitcoin Cash.
That's what Litecoin?
No Litecoin, dude. What a fool.
Cool. I'm going to send him a message. I'm going to DM. I'm going to slide in those. Yeah, dude, that's crazy that he has almost double the amount of eyeballs that Big Bang Theory has. I mean, I think that just speaks to...
I mean, it's way different than, like, you're going to sit down and watch something for half an hour and listen to a storyline, then be like, oh, I'm blasting out of my fucking one post to 20. I mean, obviously like the engagement is much higher in Big Bang, but his fucking audience is larger. So I mean that's and he's just like a random poker player who threw a porn star off a roof one time and broke her leg.
Man, I forgot about that. Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah, I mean he's a lifestyle celebrity is what he is. It's like, this is the guy who everyone wants to be. It's like
he posted the guy the Vegas shooting that's and was like
broke
running
her leg
away.
Doesn't want to be him.
Huh?
That stripper or porn star that broke her leg doesn't want to be him.
She probably does after this latest pump, bro. She would like to be him.
So I don't know if you guys know who this is, but Rory McDonald, he's an ex-UFC guy. He's had, in my opinion, he's got the most brutal fucking fight ever to date ever. Rory McDonald versus Robbie Lawler. It's just brutal. They're both like bloody to hell. Robbie Lawler's lip is like split open and Rory McDonald's nose is like flattened. But anyway, he's well-known MMA fighter. He now fights for Bellator. He's the champ. And he says that he wants his next $1 million purse to be paid 100% in Bitcoin. Which, that's crazy that, like, a well-known athlete, you know, top of his game is like, don't give me a single cent in fiat.
What's his name?
It's Rory McDonald.
Oh, so he's not Chinese. That's interesting.
No.
What? No, I have
he's French-Canadian.
No.
They don't want dollars. They want gold.
So Chinese don't want dollars, man. They want gold. He must be.
What's also weird is in Canada, it's illegal to have paid BJJ tournaments or something, like Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and, well,
thanks for clarifying that, dude. Thanks.
Sorry, I don't know. I don't know what people know. People barely know
BJs.
Yeah, you definitely should have clarified that.
Oh, okay. Blowjob competition. So, I believe it's his same gym hosts these competitions on YouTube. You can look up Firas Zahabi Bitcoin or like TriStar Gym Bitcoin. And like they have sport grappling matches, and then the winner gets Bitcoin donated to it to the person from the viewers, because they're not legally allowed to have like matches or fights. So they're just filming it in their gym on YouTube and then paying the people out in Bitcoin.
Wow.
Which like I don't think makes it any more legal, but like whatever. It's just the thing that happens.
And I'm sorry, you said this is in Japan? Is that what you said?
This is in Canada.
Oh, Canada. Huh.
Hmm.
What's the type of Canada that's close to New York?
The type of Canada.
You got a couple different Canadas, but one of them is
one of them. You know, they got the Niagara Falls.
One of them is the French Canada. One's the other, the regular, the normie Canada.
I don't even know if it's over there. It's TriStar Gym, and it's, I know it's in Canada. And they pay athletes to compete in their gym in tournaments in Bitcoin. Which, that's pretty fucking weird.
I mean, this guy's basically just like, pay me in Bitcoin, so then I don't have to fucking...
invest.
Yeah, like, I don't want to take the one step of buying Bitcoin. I just want you to hand me a treasure. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's not like it's... you could just take the $1 million, cash it, and then immediately fucking...
taxes.
And he's still... it's not like he's going to, like, skirt the law. Everybody knows he took the you know, capital gains on that, like, no matter what. I don't know. So
I respect that, though. I'd stay out of that, just like McDonald, dude. HODL approved.
What are some other ones?
Fucking DJ Khaled. Speaking of the IRS and government bodies,
Florida in the house.
Oh yeah, and Florida, our home sweet home.
Tony, show him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've worn this like half the videos at least. This is my comfy home sweater. Fucking DJ Khaled, who's, I'm so sad. It's like such a representative of Miami, like South Florida. But anyways,
worldwide. The other one,
right. And fucking Khaled is like got caught up in this and such a Miami fucking scheme too. Like these two. Oh god, it gets even better. So these two guys started. Like a card, you know, a debit card. It would basically be like a crypto debit card. That's what they, and it was called Centra. That was, and Khaled's quote. So they got Khaled, first of all, that's how they marketed it. And they got Khaled, it was supposed to be on the Visa network, and they got Khaled to rep for it. I don't know how much they paid him, but he's like, I just received my titanium Centra debit card. Khaled wrote online while holding a bottle of Diddy's apple flavored Ciroc vodka in the other hand. So this is fucking Miami as fuck, and this is written by the Miami New Times, by the way. So these guys, you know, it's supposed to be this big thing. They raised $30 million, and they never even got approved. They never even applied to be approved for the Visa network.
Wow!
So it was all just fucking bullshit, and Khaled. Got paid or we got paid and didn't really care about it to the point where the SEC had to jump in and like, this is kind of ridiculous. They didn't have to do shit, but like, this is what they say. Any celebrity, quote, Any celebrity or other individual who promotes a virtual token or coin that is a security must disclose the nature, scope, and amount of compensation received in exchange for the promotion. And then they go further and they're like, they basically warn, I'm missing the quote, exact quote right now, but they warn the public that just because DJ Khaled is a celebrity doesn't mean that he knows about crypto. Like,
shit, dude.
They needed to make sure that, like, hey, everybody
they're
out
like, there. Yo, fam, you want sick beats? You want hot collabs? Khaled the man. You want beach vibes and a summer song with the Santana hook? That's our boy. That's our
the
boy.
The U.S. government came out to tell you that Khaled should not be selling you crypto or any crypto-related products. I mean, it's so fucking stupid.
That's what the people need the government for, bro.
Yeah, dude. They really did their job with this one.
Capitalism at its finest.
Oh, right.
I feel like the biggest news in pop culture, I don't even know if this is pop culture, but fucking John McAfee's quote. I don't know if somebody wants to go over it if they think they can do it more justice, but this is ridiculous.
You got it, dude. You got it.
Dude, this guy says Bitcoin doesn't hit, what is the number? 50,000? It's loading. I'm like,
it's 500,000.
500,000 by 2020.
By 2020. He will cut off his own dick and eat it live on camera.
Or whatever gets the people going, man.
Dude, honestly, that's gonna happen, man. I'm on the.
That it's
I'm
gonna hit 500,000, or that this dude's gonna eat his dick.
No, by dude, 2020. That's the year, dude.
That's the year.
That's easy.
That's the one.
That'll be easy.
500.
DJ Khaled, the one.
Bro, he could cut off his dick. Eat his dick.
I don't even know which one of those is a more ridiculous claim.
What? The price or the eating the dick?
Yeah.
Bro, Lou's sitting here straight face telling you. Lou, do you want to go on camera here right now that you'll eat your dick?
I mean, I don't have a reason to do that, but let me see what... Dude,
I thought you were going to say I don't have a dick to eat.
Times
dude, if he didn't have Bitcoin. A reason, bro. He's just a true believer, I guess, you know. It separates the believers from non-believers, man.
Definitely from the men, bro. that's $9 trillion for Bitcoin. Yeah, dude. I'll probably eat a dick for that too, bro. $9 trillion by 2020. Yeah.
That's just Bitcoin's.
Unless Bitcoin gets taken out by another one, like if Bitcoin's number one, easy by 2020. For sure, dude.
Yeah, is he including the Bitcoin umbrella of all other coins that start with Bitcoin?
That would probably just be... No, like, honestly, 2020 Bitcoin... Like, for crypto to be, like, up around, like, I don't know, $30 trillion by then? I don't think it's crazy, dude. But I don't know. I guess I'm one of those, like, super, like, forward thinkers on this one, but... I mean, I was telling you guys, do you think Bitcoin will, like, oh, yeah, easily over 10K by the end of the year? Like, dude, it's already happened, man. You know, like, this
thing it's not even December.
Dude, you know, the ability for it to 10X again is, like, another 10X is 100,000, 5X from there. You don't think that'll happen, like, another three years,
yeah,
right?
There's a lot of stuff going on Reddit of, like, these people who mortgaged their house, put it all on Bitcoin earlier this year. And they're now like rubbing it in everybody's face that told them that they were an idiot.
Yeah, dude.
Joke's on them when it crashes to 1K, though.
Chill. But McAfee's also repping Litecoin, too. He had a recent tweet about, he like pinned it to his, and he has a good amount of followers, and he was saying the top, you know, like the most underrated coin right now, Litecoin. I think that was before.
Yeah.
Before he just fucking bull ran too. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think that about Litecoin too, because you look at the way that some of the other coins have run, and like, you know, Bitcoin Cash came out of nowhere, is like way up there, you know, like Litecoin. Even Monero, you know, when Bitcoin, or I'm sorry, when Litecoin was at like $30, Monero was at like $50. Monero has gone up 4x already. Is that $200? Litecoin, $3. You know, so like, I don't know. I think Litecoin.
I'm not gonna lie. When I'm bored at work, I just like open my calculator and I punch in numbers and try to see how much does Litecoin need to increase by for me to be a millionaire.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yo, that's dangerous, bro. That's a dangerous headspace to put yourself in. That fucking, the big, we talked about this in the first episode, but like the calculator and all that, like I don't fuck with that, man. That gets me fucked, dude.
Nah, I do that with IOTA, dude. I'm like, man, IOTA, $100 worth of IOTA, like, or IOTA at $100 each for MIOTA, that'd be sick.
Who else? In, I think there's the top 10 according to Cointelegraph of surprise celebrities. Ashton Kutcher, that's not a surprise. He's like, he's invested into a lot of, like, Sean, what is he invested into in the tech community? Pretty big shit.
Right? I honestly wouldn't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
He's definitely invested in some shit. Floyd Mayweather. Drew Carey.
You're good too. I know that.
Say it again?
Ashton Kutcher does jiu-jitsu. I know that.
Bro, can you quit with the fucking blowjob jiu-jitsu already?
DJ's over there, dude.
Blowjob, Christ.
The Game. The Game's in on fucking rappers, bro. The Game, Donald Glover, Snoop. They're all.
Yeah, there's been a couple artists that have sold albums or concert tickets and stuff. I think Bjork most recently, which is like not a name I think I'd ever say in the past decade, sold her most recent album for Litecoin.
I think that was just a marketing tactic, if I'm not mistaken. And Snoop Dogg said the same thing, that he was gonna accept Bitcoin, and then it didn't really, that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
they ended up falling through. So that's the thing that it's going to be interesting, is like people are trying to do it now where it's like, oh, like you can buy this thing, but like you can also buy it with crypto. But like there's going to be a point where something cool drops and you can only buy it with crypto. And I feel like that's going to be a big turn.
What would do that though?
Like Jay-Z has a concert in Madison Square Garden on some holiday and you can only get in if you buy crypto.
Why would he? What would be the reason for him to do that? I mean, I guess if it's going to sell out either way, and just to get like promote it.
And what's the reason for Rory McDonald to request he get paid in Bitcoin?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I was like,
he could
just buy it himself. Like, why is he like demanding that is?
I feel like it would have to be like a promotion that's like if you partnered with a third party, like say if Jay-Z partnered with Coinbase and was like, yo, I'm going to do this tour. It's going to be the Bitcoin billionaire. So then it's like, yo, you're going to get mad commissions from Coinbase for that.
The B and B Cash stands for Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
I mean, I could see it where, like, you know, just like Lou said, it's either that or just a marketing technique. You know, like, who gives a shit? It's going to sell it either way. And, like, this will get it put in the news. Or, I mean, maybe not Jay-Z. I don't know what type of celebrity would really be, like, for this. But, I mean, you know, somebody like a John McAfee who, like, really believes in it, who also has, like, an interesting product that they're selling. I just mean, like, that's going to be a big culture shift where it's not just, like, but also buy this in Bitcoin. It's, like, only buy this in Bitcoin. And there's not really, like, there's nothing that you can only buy in Bitcoin that's converting people to buy Bitcoin. That's a strange
thing
to say that.
Drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
We're asking for a friend or like experience from a friend.
That's true.
Dude. Someone who's
buy everything that says swim. That's hilarious. For all the old school forum users. Yeah, I mean a legitimate product, because what I'm talking about already exists, and it's drugs and murder.
Oh God.
I mean, that's what happened to the, what's his face? Silk Road. He like paid to get somebody murdered on his site, and it was like an undercover cop.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the Silk Road story, honestly, that's an episode in itself.
Mm. All right. Stay tuned.
Coming soon. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think, Lou, you hit the nail on the head there. Like, why would someone do it for a financial incentive? And, like, you know these concerts are going to sell out. Like, Jay-Z's not coming to New York and it not selling out. So it's like, oh, Madison Square Garden only has 30,000 seats. Like, I'm trying to make even more money. Let me get a commission on top of all these Coinbase, you know, like, put the QR code on the fucking, on the video screen. Just bing, bong, bong, bong.
Yeah, right.
That's, I mean, it's just a matter of time before something like that happens. That'd be dope.
For sure.
Is that I mean, as long as people like celebrities are endorsing it, like that's all the better, man. Honestly, just get
even with like the sham coins and the DJ Khaled shit things, man. Right. Like, just right now, you just need as much fucking attention as possible. And with Bitcoin rising, like it's just gonna make everything else rise and legitimize.
Yeah, for sure. So here's to all the pop culture fucking idiots out there.
All the Miami sham coins that are gonna come out.
Yeah. Sham coins, bro. Wave of the future. It's the wave of the future.
Shit connect. Invest now.
But I think that's
in the chat. Buttcoin.
Buttcoin. You can buy shit connect with Buttcoin.
Yo, the marketing fucking handles itself with that one.
Dude, oh, it's so good. I love it.
All right, well, I think that is that. Sean, you anything else to say?
Oh, that's it. Shitcoin butt connect.
Sean, you want to show everybody your guns real quick, though, before you go off?
Oh, do it.
Lou, how about that?
Black sweater.
How about that DV, dude? You want to show them the DV real quick?
We're throwing ourselves out for views right here. That's a thumbnail. That's
a thumbnail. Don't take a screenshot. The iPhone's going to put that under brassieres, dude.
It's going to be banned by YouTube's auto moderator.
Oh, my God.
It shows nudity.
All right.
All right, guys.
See you later, guys.
Peace.